Hello, no BS. It is not Corinne. It is MJ. Corinne is in Las Vegas. Las Vegas today, celebrating the 250th anniversary of our wonderful country here if you live in the United States. We are here today for coaching, and I'm excited because we released a tracker, so there's probably questions. You got questions, I've got answers, which is amazing. So we have already been getting some amazing, amazing, amazing suggestions for things we can improve, things we can change, things we can whatever. And so we're working hard to implement all of those things. Keep those suggestions coming. I am keeping track of those. Just make sure you email us at support@pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. We've been getting some in Ask Coaches, but then I don't live in Ask Coaches. So, hey, Zoom user, did you see Corinne? She's in Vegas. So just make sure that you put those in support because I live in support and I can help you out. So there's that. So a little bit of a change to the prizes. So if you saw the newsletter today, we have changed some things. Number one, we added a prize. So if you have not set up your tracker, if you have not set up your tracker, you have until Friday midnight Central Time to set up your tracker. If your tracker is set up by Friday midnight Central Time, your name will be entered into a drawing. Into a drawing. Next Sunday is Corinne's birthday. Okay. She will be announcing a winner on that call, who has won a fabulous prize pack from her faves page. We will be shipping some stuff out to you. It will come directly to your door. The tracker will, oh, it does. But I mean, that's for a question. Okay, hold on a minute. I'll answer that in a minute. If you get it uploaded by Friday, if you fill it out, you start your tracker, you'll be entered to win a prize. Come to the thing next Friday. And next Sunday, and Corinne will announce you will get a prize. You are guaranteed to be entered to win a fabulous prize. We will be pulling the name on Saturday. She will announce it on Sunday. Now, and we will email you on Monday. Another reason that you want to go ahead and fill out the tracker is because if you get 25 days of tracking in the month of July, 25 days, it was 31, now it's 25. I downed it a little bit because some of y'all didn't check your email, whatever. I want everybody to be able to win something if you can. So if you track 25 days this month, you will win the Stack It and Sustain It habit PDF thing that I made for y'all, which is based off of the amazing James Clear from Atomic Habits. And so I made that for y'all. I made it. And then if you track all 31 days, three fantastic members will have be entered to win a month of coaching. So, three ways to win prizes. Set up your tracker. By Friday, chance to win a prize. 25 days of tracking or more, you get the Stack It and Sustain It PDF. 31 days of tracking, you are in the running to get a month of coaching. Three people will win that. Okay. There's that. Somebody said, where's the tracker? Go on our website, nobswomen.com, under resources/tracker. There is a wellness tracker. Now, I'm going to say some things on this call. We have got two, well, really three groups of people on this call. New members in their first 90 days. Are on this call, as well as oldies but goodies, long-term members. If you are a long-term member and you want to know how to use the tracker, go to your This Month in No BS page. If you're a long-term member, past 90 days under coaching, This Month in No BS, you have got an instruction video from me telling you how to do your set it up, all the things. If you are in your first 90 days, go under resources/tracker. You'll see the wellness tracker, but you in your first 90 days will also see a tab that says how to use your tracker. You click there, that's where you're going to get the video, because we got two groups of people on this call. We got new members and old members. Not old members, you know what I mean. So if you've been around, you can find my video on This Month in OBS. If you are new here and in your first 90 days, go under resources/tracker. You will see a tab that says how to use your tracker. Same video. Don't think one of y'all's got more than the other. Y'all both got the same thing. I took the same video. I uploaded it to This Month in OBS. Same video. I didn't even reshoot it. And it's on that new member where y'all have that. So don't feel like you've missed out. Somebody says that tracker does take you to Ask Coaches. That is for a coaching question. If you have a coaching question, go to Ask Coaches, always. If you've got a suggestion, need tech help, need help with your, what you call it thing? Account, you want to change your credit card, any of that stuff, or you want to get with me, you need to email support@pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. So that take me to Ask Coaches is if you've got a coaching question. So, but that is good. That could be confusing. I love that. Yes. But we'll just move it over to, if you've been sending your stuff to Ask Coaches, you know, we just take it, copy it and paste it, and we email you from the email. So that is how it works. The weight goal keeps changing as you add daily weight. Mary, tell me what you're, email me. Big Fork, Montana, one of my favorite. I got a tattoo in Big Fork. Me and my accountability partners got a tattoo in Big Fork, Montana on a girls' trip. I love Big Fork. All right. If you've got questions, because the chat is moving quickly, make sure that you're putting it in the Q&A so I can see it. And this is an open coaching call. So we are here for an hour and a half. I do want to talk a little bit about, because we've gotten some emails about why I didn't see the email on day one and now I can't get this. And then here's what I'm going to tell you about that. I do want to speak to it a little bit because, I mean, you know, we have perfectionists here in this membership. I'm not going to call names, but if I'm talking to you, you know who I'm talking to. So I'm going to give you an example. So we did Pilates bingo last month in Pilates. And I came to see about halfway through the month, I was not going to win Pilates bingo. I was not. That was not going to happen. I was going to lose at Pilates bingo. I was not going to win the 6 months of Pilates. Really? That was a great prize. Actually, one of my friends got it, but that's neither here nor there. So I got a little discouraged because I knew there was no way I was going to win Pilates bingo. Now, I had a choice. I had a fork in the road, if you will. I could have said, screw it. I cannot win Pilates bingo. What is the point in even coming to Pilates bingo? To Pilates, if I'm not going to win bingo. That's one thing. Or I could have looked at, why in the hell am I going to Pilates in the first place? I'm going to increase my bone health. I'm going to increase my endurance. I'm going to increase my strength, my flexibility. I'm going to see real people. Because, you know, I live right here. All I see is myself talking. I know y'all are all here, which is lovely, but I just see myself talking to a screen. So I need to get out of this house. That's why I go to Pilates, not to win Pilates bingo. Would it have been lovely to win Pilates bingo? Duh. I would have loved it. It would have been fantastical. But only one person was going to win that anyway. No matter if I went and I had bingo every which way I could have had it. Only one person was going to win Pilates bingo. Same thing with the tracker. I do not, if you miss a couple of days because you're trying to develop a habit, you can get pissed off and throw in the towel, or you can say, why am I filling out this tracker in the first place? I'm doing it to get data. I'm doing it to keep promises to myself. I'm doing it so that I can lose weight. I'm doing it so that I can hold myself accountable. That's why you're filling out the tracker. The prizes are lovely. And we do those to help you, like, you know, get yourself going. But the goal is not the prize. The goal is to become a person who keeps promises to herself and tracks consistently so that she can see movement on the scale. Because I'm going to tell you, we could give you all the Stack It and Sustain It prizes. We could give you a prize pack from Corinne one time. There is not one thing that we can give you that will measure up to the feeling of walking in to the regular size department store, going to any place right in there, like any, you know, whether it's folded or hanging or whatever, and not have to say, oh, they don't have my size in here. Nothing. Nothing we can give you will give you that. There is no prize pack that Corinne Crabtree can give you that will be better than the feeling than getting on an airplane and not thinking, God, what if I need a seatbelt extender? Nothing. That's why you're filling out a tracker. It is not for a prize pack. It is not for a stack it and sustain it habit tracker. I mean, habit PDF. It is not for maybe I'm going to win private coaching. It is so when you are take somebody says on the 4th of July, let's take a picture. You're like, put me in the front, honey. I look damn good. That's why you're filling out the tracker. So do not let the fact, I don't care if it gets to the point where you're like, I know I'm not going to win anything. I don't care. That's not why you're doing it. This month, the best habit you can build is the habit of going when you know the only reason is for you. Not quitting because it's not perfect. That's the habit you're working on this month. Lord, I got a soapbox. That's what you're working towards. It's not towards a prize pack and it's not towards the stack it and sustain it PDF. I'm just saying that. That's all I'm saying. Oh, Nancy did Pilates strength the first time today and didn't die. Nope, you didn't die. All right. I know. Yeah, I do get on a soapbox sometimes. I do. Yes, it makes life easier. Okay, I only have one person with their hand raised up. Raised up. All right. Anonymous says, I know I do get on a soapbox. I do sometimes. Why can't I go back and see what I ate on day one? We don't have the capability yet. Chris Crabtree is working on it. I'm working on tomorrow making a wireframe, whatever that is. Claude's got to help me because I don't know what that is. But anyway, I got some instructions because that's what I want to be able to do. Go back and look. So I'm working on it right now, getting it to Chris so he can start working on it. My weigh-in milestone to lose is almost 5 pounds for 1 week. Not realistic. Go anonymous, email us at support@pnptribe.com with your name, what the milestone said. We had a couple that had a bug in it. It had a bug. And I thought we had fixed the bug, but if you but we might not have. So just email us and let us know so we can look at that. Sendaya, I will call you up first. Come on. I got 3 sleeps till vacation, y'all. I love it. 3 sleeps. And I get to spend Sunday with y'all, which is amazing. Hello. How's it going?
Good. Well, not so good, which is why I want to be coach.
You raised your hand, so it might not be amazing, but yeah.
Yes. And so I would love some coaching today on my thought that it's not working.
Okay.
I've been doing, I signed up in April and I've been tracking. I am not there yet in terms of always consistently eating when I'm hungry, stopping when I'm full. I struggle mostly with the stopping when full. I started at 200 pounds, and Friday I weighed myself and I was 199.
Okay.
And it's been all over the place, up and down, up and down. I even gained 4 pounds at one point and then
Okay.
dropped all of that, and so it has been up and down.
Okay.
And I just kind of like broke down today because I was just like, I feel like I'm just trying, and it's just not working.
Okay. Well, it's true. It's not working. I'm not going to argue with you. Like, whatever you're doing currently, it's not working. So we got to look at it. Pull it apart and figure out what we can do to make it work. Okay. So, what percentage of the time are you waiting for hunger? Do you know that number?
I have not like sat down and looked at it, but I would say about 50% of the time.
Okay. What about stopping at enough? Do you know about how often you're stopping at enough?
Probably 20% of the time.
You are stopping or are not stopping at
Or
enough?
no, 20% of the time I'm stopping it enough.
Okay, so 80% of the time you are eating past enough. Okay, so you are overeating 80% of the time and you're maintaining your weight. That's pretty good to know. Right? So it would stand to reason if we can even get that number, like maybe weight for hunger, we can get that to like, I wait for hunger 60% of the time and I stop it enough 40% of the time, which is just a couple of overeats. The scale might start moving. Because here's the thing, we're never going to overeat 80% of the time and expect the scale to move. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Can't happen. That's like unrealistic. So we got to figure out how to increase those percentages. So when do you know that you are overeating, but you know it would be easy to clean up? Like maybe it's a habit eat, maybe it's bites, licks, and taste, like something like let's get the low hanging fruit first.
When do I know that I'm overeating? It's usually dinner. It's usually dinner
Okay.
where I know. Like the other meals, I'm usually pretty good at serving myself like enough where I know, like, 'cause I can't, it's like very hard for me to not do the clean plate. And so I have started serving myself like enough where I know, like, okay, that usually is enough for me to stop. And so, but for
How do you
dinner,
know, though? That's a good point. How do you physically know you've had enough? What tells you that?
Okay, so I usually like kind of have like a little sigh, you know,
Okay.
where I'm like, okay, like, you know, my brain is also like, that's probably enough, like, you know.
So, like on the days, like breakfast and lunch, when you serve yourself that your what you think is going to be your enough, do you ever experience the sigh or that thought before you finish your plate?
Yes.
No, I could tell by the way you answered that question. How often do you stop?
None.
That's where we're going to start.
Zero times. It is so hard. I don't, I mean,
Why? What goes through your mind?
there's so many things. There's like, this is all I have. I
How
don't
about this
know.
is all I need?
That's all I need.
Here's the thing, and you're new, so you probably everybody on this call is gonna be like, God, MJ, please tell the story one more time. But you haven't heard it, and probably other people on this call. Here's what happened. You've got the sigh, or that's probably enough. Okay. It's probably enough. And then that's your body saying, I've had enough. I don't need any more. And you're like, but there's a few more bites. This is all I get. I want more. And your body is like, I'm telling you, I'm good. The tank is topped off. I don't need anything else. And you're like, I'm gonna give it to you anyway. And it says, fine, store it on your ass. Got nowhere else to put it. I don't need it. You're it, forcing it on me. I, where let me put it? Arms, stomach, butt, thighs. I'll just sit it there because I ain't got no use for it. That is what those last few bites do. And the bad part is, you don't even get to pick where it goes. Wouldn't it be nice if you could be like, could you just flap my cheeks a little bit? Like, very good. But you can't do that. It's gonna put it in the least convenient place.
Yes, I think so. Basically, what you're saying is like, I don't know, like in the moment, that's where I really struggle. 'Cause afterwards and beforehand, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, and then afterwards, I've been kind of gentler with myself. So then that's why I've been trying to plan for, okay, why don't I do 3 tablespoons of cottage cheese instead of 4?
Okay. So you're leaving bites behind ahead of time, which is lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. But here's
What?
the thing though, when you are trying to figure out how to listen to your body, you've got to also be able to let a couple of those bites go.
I know. Okay.
What would happen if you
And
let them go? One bite every
like
meal for the next week,
mind
one.
would be freaking out.
Huh?
My body says to stop, but my mind is freaking out.
What does it say? What's freaking you out about it?
It says, don't waste this food. It
It's wasted though. Once it goes on your body and you don't need it,
is
it's
wasted.
wasted.
It is wasted. Yeah, it's like screaming, this is all we have.
That's all we have until we get hungry again. Finish the sentence. It's not
Yeah.
all we have forever and ever. Amen. This is what we have until we get hungry again.
Until we get hungry again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not all you have. When you say this is all we have, your brain is like, oh my
It's not.
God,
It's
like
totally not
forever.
true.
This is terrible. It's going to catastrophize. But the truth is, it's all we have until we get hungry again. This is, oh, not even that. When you hear it's all we have, it's all I need until I get hungry again.
Okay.
And then also give yourself permission. Pause and then give yourself permission and say, I am not hungry. I can either throw this last two bites in the trash or I can throw them on my body. At least when I throw it in the trash, I know where it's going. I have a say in it. I have all the power. It's going in the trash. If I put it on, in my mouth, I don't know where it's going to land somewhere. Probably I don't want it to land.
Yeah, I think okay. So I think I'm just gonna, I just wrote these things down, and so next time I eat, I'm just gonna pull that up and like say it to myself a couple times as I'm eating. And just trying to think, put myself in that scenario again and see what other excuses I come up with.
Yeah. And are you using that like quick start tracker or have you been using it or have you been? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But see, I
And I
mean,
even
like,
have that, like I'm looking at myself eating past enough. Like I watch myself. I'm like, okay, this is the point where it could stop. And then I go a couple
oh,
more,
yeah.
and then I go a couple more bites. And
Okay. When you, why is it like, I want you to really think about this. Why is it important that I stop right now? Why does this matter so much? Why is this the best decision for me right now? Like any of those thoughts that land for you, in any of them that work. And then also acknowledging that it's difficult, right? Like it's not going to be easy. This feels hard right now because it's not familiar. The more reps I get at throwing the food away, the more familiar it will feel and the easier it will get. I hear that it's hard. I know this is hard right now. Like not trying to discount it as like this should be easier or why can't I figure this out? It's like have a little bit of compassion. You've been cleaning your plate for years. Being like, I know this is hard, but I'm willing to do it because I know every time, every rep I get, it's going to be easier and easier and easier.
Yeah. I think that was really good because in my mind I came up with nothing is working. It's like none of it is working.
Well, but here's the thing, overeating is not working. That's what
Overeating is not
is not
working.
working
That's
for
right.
weight loss.
Overeating is not working. And
But it's I want you just to see, you're saying I overeat 80% of the time and I'm maintaining my weight. That's pretty damn skippy right there. That's not bad.
It is, yeah, it's pretty good.
I can overeat 80% of the time and maintain my weight.
Yeah. And you know, I thought the culprit for me was the nighttime eating, which I have stopped now, and that's why I think I'm like frustrated because I'm like, oh, well, the
Yeah.
thing that I thought I had to overcome and that would be it is gone now.
Well, that's probably what got you into maintenance. You were probably still gaining. You got rid of the nighttime eating. Now you're in maintenance. Well, not maintenance, but you're like, you know, you're at a self-imposed stall, you know, with those extra bites. And now we're going to back the train up. We've emailed before, haven't we? Have you? Yeah, I know. I was like, I recognize that name. Yeah. Just keep emailing. Like, try that for a few days, work on it, work on those thoughts, and then email me. Yeah.
I will.
And just see. Let's get it moving another way. Put this train in reverse. Let's put it in reverse. Let's back this train up. You're close, but I think go back and listen to this again when the replay comes out and really look at some of those thoughts that like are getting you to finish those things. And like don't argue with them. Like just don't argue with them. It is hard. And nobody said it wasn't gonna be hard. But giving yourself a beat down in the moment or being ugly to yourself or being too permissive to yourself is not helpful. There's a fine line between like, what's wrong with me? And it's okay, it's just a few bites. Like you got to find that middle of the road conversation. Sound like a plan?
It does.
Oh, let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. You got us. Just let me know.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, bye. I love that. That was such a good call. How many of y'all felt that in your spirit? You're like, girl, that was me. I feel like I could have said that could have been my coaching. A lot of people, I know. That's what the beauty of raising your hand is. And I want you to notice too, like we always say, like, come on camera. Like, did you see her face when I asked her a couple of questions? That's why we really want to see your face on camera, because it is very telling, and I love it very much. This is my favorite part of coaching, is watching y'all's face and seeing, like, I can see it. I can see it. Non-tracker question, Erica. How to quiet food triggers? My office is in the line of smell of our work cafeteria. Yes. It is messing with my hunger cues. I need a tip or trick to calm, hopefully silence the food trigger of smelling food and thinking I'm hungry. You got to just tell yourself, I just ate. I'm used to when probably in the past, if I had to guess, Erica, when you would smell food, you would answer that urge. Just the same thing with any, like every time I'm frustrated, I answered the urge with food. So now every time I feel frustrated, my brain is like, girl, go get you some food. I know how to fix frustrated. It's the same thing here. You've probably responded to the smell of food with food. Like, oh, that smells good. I'll go get some. It's the same thing. So now I smell the food. I'm having an urge. Take a few breaths and say, I know I'm not hungry. I know where this urge is coming from. Can I just do my next thing on my task list? And if I still want to, I can go get some, but get yourself a little bit of space and distance from that urge, from the smell. Don't just automatically go and get something to eat. Try that and see. This is all I need is going to be my mantra going forward. Yes. All right. Christy. Okay, let's see. I'm going to ask you to start your video, Christy, and ask you to unmute. Let's see if we can get you working here. Get
Get all
all the
the
things.
things.
There's your look, it worked.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize, girl. You got it figured out. You
I
cooking with
wasn't
gas
paying
now. We're good.
attention.
You're good. You're good. All right. What you got, Christy?
Well, I'm not gonna be able to talk long because it I didn't realize my daughter was making lunch for us. So
Oh, that's nice.
I was the one that said that we had a renewal of vows.
Yes.
Well, actually, it ended up being a blessing, the renewal of vows. Like, the Catholic Church, I guess they say that it's a the permanence is already there, so
you can't make valid, more valid something that's already valid, kind of a thing. But
Yeah.
anyway, so we got a blessing. So that was beautiful. Anyway, okay. So my thing is, and I definitely Zendaya or whatever her name is, I definitely related with her totally. Okay, so I have a decluttering and organizing business. Not trying to promote myself, but I do. And I have since 2020. And but it hasn't, and truth be told, I haven't advertised as much, mainly just done free advertising on like Facebook places where they let you without whatever. Well, I got an opportunity. Thank you, Mary W. I got a opportunity to be in an expo in August, a women's expo at our state fairgrounds. And they said that it's going to be like, it could, like a couple thousand people over the course of 2 days and stuff. And I've never done that before. And those tables are not cheap. It's going to be, it was like $550 to get the table. And, but I got a client all a couple weeks ago or whatever, right around that time, that I ended up getting like almost exactly that amount. And I usually don't get that long term of a client. So that was a huge blessing. I felt like that was a huge God thing. But now I'm starting to panic. I'm starting to panic. We're going out of town for a week in a couple weeks. And then it's going to be the 15th and 16th of August. And so I ordered some banners and I, because it's like a 10 by 10 booth thing and stuff. And I'm just starting to panic. Now, what's really cool is I have been given, and I believe this woman, I don't think she would lie to me, exclusivity. So I'll be the only organizer there. And there's like 180 tables or something
Oh, fun.
like that. Yeah. And so that's huge. And I just feel like, I feel like this little tiny, I feel like Nemo or something in this tiny little, ocean of,
What are you worried is going to happen? What's going to be the worst thing that happens?
that I won't get, it'll be a waste of time. That, my husband went for it. I mean, I felt so strongly. I mean, so strong, because I have had people approach me before about having ads in their little magazines, stuff like that. And so, but my husband actually went for it, a little convincing, and stuff. And I'm just so afraid that I won't even make back the money that we, well, I, like I said, I had that job, so that kind of paid for the table, but I'm just worried that it's not going to be as much as I'm hoping for, and I thought, and I kind of set myself a goal of like, okay, what do I hope to like? And I'm thinking, even if I even got like 10 or 15 clients from this, to just kickstart it. I mean, because I've, like I said, I've been doing this, and that's what I feel like a failure too, because I've been doing this for 6 years and I've had some consistent clients, but again, I haven't advertised as much paying advertising, and stuff like that. And I've still been homeschooling my kids. So, but we also have kids in college. So my husband's like,
So let's say that
go
you
ahead.
don't make back the money. Well, you've already it's paid for, but like, let's say that you want 10 clients out of this and you get three.
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, I will be thankful for
Okay.
those. But yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna feel like it was still a waste, I just,
Okay, well, wait a minute. What do you think you're going to get from this week? You've never done this before, ever,
yeah.
never, ever. What are you going to gain from this weekend, even if you don't get any clients? How is this an amazing opportunity for you?
Well, to well, one, to build up my confidence.
Yeah, for
Two,
sure.
yeah, two, to get my name out there. I mean, that people in my the name of my business and stuff like that. Even if I just get, people that have said, oh, I thought about it, and if I even if I can get some email, if people will share their emails and I can say, hey, would it be okay if I emailed you in a couple months and just see, whatever, stay in touch with you, whatever. So, because I have a website, I have a Facebook page, and so in an Instagram, stuff like that. But I think too is that I haven't, it's mainly been word of mouth. Because I started out helping friends and then I was, for free because I just loved it so much. And so my husband was like, okay, if you're going to be spending time away from the family, you need to be making some
You make some
moolah.
money. Yeah, for
Exactly,
sure. Yeah.
exactly. So, but that's the thing too, is he's like, Christy, I really feel like, you need to get something. I know you love the whole decluttering and stuff like that, but and I would definitely be making, I charge definitely, I don't charge as much as like a lot of organizers and stuff like that.
Where do
But
you live,
I,
Christy? Someone should know.
in
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yeah. And so, but I like offer a free consultation and,
You offer a lot of stuff. Yeah. So you're going to get experience. You're going to have those banners. So if it ever arises again, you don't have to, that expense is already expensed. So then you're going in better the next time.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
again, like we were talking about with, a minute ago, it's normal to be, you're supposed to be scared. You've never done this before. That's normal. It is not, it's not supposed to be like, like I'm just going in guns a blazing and I'm like amazing and I've never done this thing. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Yeah. Oh, Jean Banning, look at you. Have a raffle for a free session and collect all
That
of those names with the emails.
oh yeah T see and that because I've been googling like okay like with AI I've been googling like
Yeah.
okay how would I set up my ba my booth if I was trying to advertise or whatever because I mean I don't want it to be too cluttered because that's the whole point is to declutter and I have if I have a huge cluttered one of the ideas somebody had was that they said because I'm on a Facebook page with other organized other organizers around the country, which is not as much competition, obviously, because
Yeah,
I wouldn't be
they're
on
not
one
around
like
you. Yeah.
locally because then you're like stealing competition.
Yeah.
But one of the guys said that what he does is he puts up like a couple different bookshelves and then has one that's really cluttered and then the other one is just from household items that he has his house and stuff. I was like, oh, that's a cool idea,
Yeah.
just to kind of and I got a huge banner. I got a couple shirts, and stuff. And so my husband, like I said, he's like, okay, you paid for the table, but now we got the shirts and and I've got business cards and blah, 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 and all this. And
Yeah, but
so,
just try that. But it's just having a little bit of compassion for you. You're not supposed to be comfortable doing this. It's the first time you've done it. And like what you've got to look at, other than clients, what are you getting from this? Because you might, it's your first time. When you give your pitch, you might be a little bit awkward. Like it's going to be strange. It's going to feel weird to kind of put yourself out there. But just like with Corinne, if you ever notice, like Corinne teaches a new concept and she kind of bumbles over it and fumbles over it and whatnot, and you'll see her teach it 5 or 6 more times before she ever puts it in a course. When she writes the script and she puts it in a course, because the more you do it, you see people and you can tell they're confused or they don't know, or that pitch or whatever didn't work. And then the next person that walks up, you'll adjust it a little bit and you'll tweak it a little bit. And then it might land a little bit better. And then the more you do it, the better you are at it. And then the next time you do one of these things, then it's, you got it all figured out.
I think that because, excuse me, I feel like I'm kind of putting all my eggs because I, like I said, when this opportunity came up, it was the first time because, like I said, other people have approached me about this, but look, there was no way I was making any going to be able to spend that money to add, put
Yeah.
ads and stuff. And so I just had such a conviction, like I really feel like this is an answered prayer, kind of thing. And so I still do,
Yeah.
but, I just am feeling, like I said, this tiny little fish in this huge,
No, but
pond.
in that expo, you're the big fish. You're the only one there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and one of the things that I looked up, because it's like, okay, because I just imagine, okay, all these people and they're just going to go to every single table. And it's like, no, realistically, they're not, and they
No.
hopefully when they get to mine, they're not already pooped, or whatever from seeing everything. But it's talking about like how to draw people to your table and blah, 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 and all that. In the raffle thing that somebody mentioned, that's was a, yeah, I definitely am planning on doing something to that effect. 'Cause yeah, getting those emails and them
Yeah.
knowing, look, okay, just like when you go see a, an open house or something, and my
Yeah.
husband never lets me write down my name, and because he was like, then they're just going to attack us. I know, I'm coming, I'm coming. Okay, I'm gonna have to go,
Yeah,
because
but try
but
that. That
anyway,
was Jean Banning. I'm not taking that. Jean Banning that had that idea
thank you,
of the
Jean.
raffle. Yeah.
I appreciate it, I
But
appreciate
let
it.
yourself be scared. And like Betsy used to always say, I doubt it, but I do it. I'd be doubtful, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And you know, if you really do believe it was a God thing, he would not have given it to you to let you fail. Like, you know, I mean, if that's your belief. So,
I truly believe that.
yeah.
So, okay. Thank you. I needed that little pump. And again, it's not till next month, so I might
Yes.
be on again next Sunday going, ah! But
Yes.
I'm just gonna,
Yes.
and
You'll have a
anybody that's praying out prayers out there, I'd appreciate your prayers, because
Yeah.
or good thoughts, good vibes, whatever you do.
I
So
know, and Annette McLean is taking a certification for AI. She said, send her your information and she'll help you come up with a plan.
okay.
Look, these, I believe, no BS women as a collective, we could solve every problem there is in this
We
world.
rule the world. We
I know,
rule
I
the
think
world,
between all
right?
of us, we could.
Well, I appreciate all of y'all. I'm gonna look at the chat real quick before, because I know the chat
Yeah.
doesn't show up in the replay. So I'm
The
gonna try
chat
to.
is in the replay. The transcript isn't there. So if you go to the
Oh, okay.
website, the chat replay is there. The chat, because you won't be able to see what was on when you were on camera. So you have to
Oh,
go back when
okay.
the replay comes and go on
So
the
how do
website.
I see
Go
that?
on the website and then pull it
Okay.
up and it'll say chat transcript.
Oh, okay. Oh, yay. Okay.
Yeah. It's always there.
Great. All
Yeah.
right. Thank you so much. I
All righty.
appreciate you. Thanks,
Bye-bye.
everybody. Bye.
I swear, and I do think that's true. I think any of us can bring any kind of problem up front, and between all of us, we can solve anything in this whole wide world. No BS women are amazing people. I tell you, that's the truth. Lynn, honey, I think we all need Christy. I'd love for her to come and organize. There's two areas in my, well, three areas in my, well, really four. The whole damn house. I could really use some help. Lynn,
I'm trying. Let's
you're
see.
not, listen, try no more. You've figured it out. You have
Oh,
arrived,
okay.
Lynn. You have arrived here with me. You're
All
good.
right. Hi.
Hey.
I had an overeat last night,
Okay.
and I hear Corinne's voice in my head saying, "When you have an overeat, you got to figure it out."
Yep.
And you go to coaches, you journal, and so
Raise your hand on a coaching call.
I'm trying harder to be that person who doesn't just, okay, acknowledge that I had an overeat, but actually figure out why I had an
Yeah.
overeat. And so, yeah, it was the 4th of July. We had just one couple over, and they brought some of the most amazing food. And even as I was filling my plate, I was thinking to myself, I'm putting too much food on my plate. I can see this is going to be too much food, and I ignored that voice.
Why do you think that was?
Well, that's why I'm trying to figure out. So I journaled about it this morning also to think what why did I ignore the voice? I've got to figure out, because I haven't lost any weight in probably 6 months, so I've got really some stuff to figure out. And I think maybe it's just, I think I'm still equating fun and food, relaxation and food. And I don't, the sound, I don't get to do what I want so much of the time. I'm going to do what I want.
Oh, is that even true, though?
It feels very, very true.
It feels true, but is it true?
Sometimes I think it actually might be because I have an adult child with disabilities that requires a huge amount of caretaking. And so,
And there are facilities for your child, probably. But why wouldn't you put them there?
she has been in two and has been asked to leave twice.
Okay. So
So,
you could keep looking, but you're like, no, it's just better for us if I allow her to stay here.
it was actually more work when she was in the facility. I mean,
Okay.
sometimes it's frustrating when people say, well, put her in a facility. We found that was more work.
So it's e see, but that's where you have a choice, right? Like that's when you have to look at it because for us as a family, it's so much easier she's here with us. So we've made that decision. And like when you talk about things in a way, it's true either way, right? Like that you have to take care of her. You're not just going to sit her out on the side of the road, right? So it's true that you do need to care for her. But it's also true that it's easier for you when she's in your home. It is also true that it's a decision y'all made as a family. Both sides are true. But which one is most helpful to you? Like, this is such a good, it's not near your example, but I'm working all day. I went to church and then I'm gonna work till 5 o'clock. This is my day off, filling in for Corinne, but I'm going on vacation on Wednesday. I have things I want to get done. I don't wanna feel rushed. I could squeeze it in Monday and Tuesday, but I really do want to have an amazing week. I don't want to feel stressed. I don't want to feel rushed. And I want to go on vacation with not a care in the world. And so I'm making a decision and a choice to work today because it's going to help my whole week. I could also say, I've got too much to do. This is ridiculous. I can't even take vacation. I have to do all this extra work in order to, like, that is also true. But I have a choice of how I'm going to tell my story. One is supportive and loving of me, and one is not so much. But it is true when you're telling yourself, I don't have choices. I don't get to decide. I don't get what I want most of the time. Then that food on 4th of July looks awful good.
This is a hard one because I think I feel resentful a lot of the time that she requires so much caretaking. And that does mean in my late, I'm in my mid-60s and this sh should be the time where I'm doing what we see our friends doing. And we're not. I mean, and not all the time. And so maybe that's what I need to work on is, yeah, I know it's a choice, but it feels like I kind of got forced into the choice because we did try to have her live some in two other places, but neither worked out due to pretty severe behaviors, and so it kind of felt like it's a is it a choice? Kind of a choice, kind of not. But it is because we could keep trying.
You could keep trying.
I could
You
keep
could get
trying.
respite care. You could do, like there are things that you could possibly explore, right? But the thing is, like it's so funny because you had it mapped out what retirement or what this stage of your life was going to look like, and in this instance I was just wrong about it. That's not what it looks like. It doesn't look like, Bobby Sue's over here.
Yeah. It doesn't look like our friends would turn felt.
And is that okay?
Well, apparently not yet in my head. So I have to work on telling myself. I don't even know what to tell myself, though, really, because I like that, she's getting really quality care from my husband and I. And it's definitely, I feel lucky that it's very much a team effort. I mean, I'm not 100% alone. It's my husband and I doing it together.
You
But
even, I'm going to tell you something, Lynn. When you said, I love that she's getting good quality care from us, your face lightened up. Like your face got lighter. Like that matters to you. I can tell that really does matter. You really do care about her and you want her to have the best care possible. And my husband and I are the people that can give that for her, give that to her.
The cost is so high,
But
but
what's the cost of not doing it?
yeah, it's higher.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not knowing, what kind of.
But see, that's what we talk about, like looking on the other side of the coin. The cost is high to take care of her,
Really
I'm
high.
sure. But the cost of not taking care of her is higher. When you think about it that way, when you flip the coin and you look at the other side, how does that feel?
It's making me think. And
Yeah.
I know I see some of the people saying, and we do have some part-time help. I mean, we do have respite one
Okay.
weekend a month. But
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
good,
we do
though.
have we have respite one weekend a month. That my brain is just really arguing. Yeah, but you guys don't know what it's like. We're, you don't, we don't get to go where we want, unless we bring her with us. And what's one week in a month compared to everybody else getting 4 weeks? And my brain is running through all these right now. Everybody else gets 4 weekends a month, but that's probably not true either. Other
It's
people are
probably not true.
doing.
I was gonna say, like, are your friends out traveling 4 weekends a month? Like, I don't have those
Well,
friends either.
but they have last minute flexibility, and we don't have last minute flexibility. And we do have one part-time staff who helps. But we have to plan pretty far in advance to
Yeah.
have that. And I think it's just on a day-to-day basis too, you don't get to control what time you get up. We have to get up when she gets up. And I don't control what time I eat because see, I'm telling myself all the negative things. We need to prepare. She doesn't prepare food on her own, so we have to prepare food for her. And I feel bad if she eats alone, but I could just sit with her. But also,
Yes, you could sit with her. Yes. And here's the thing, like you're saying, I have to prepare food. Like, look, you could just prepare food early and heat it up. You could give her frozen pizza, probably not what you want to do. You could give her, like, I choose to prepare her food because why? You don't
well,
want her eating
instead, I tell
grass.
myself that. I tell myself I have to do it because she's not able to. So my
Yeah.
story is.
Right. But why is it, we were talking about leaving food behind earlier. Why is this the best decision for me right now to make her food? Number one, because I don't want her to starve. Number two, I want her to eat nutritiously. I could throw a piece of bologna on two pieces of bread and hand her that, but that's not, I'm not that mom. Don't want to be. Never have been, never will be.
I'm really stuck in my story. I can see now. I'm really stuck.
But it here's the thing, Lynn, it will never change overnight. Never, never, never. But if you can just start to wiggle it a little bit, like start to catch that I have to. Imagine, Lynn, how you would feel if you catch I have to 30% of the time. Imagine how much better you would feel. Like, just imagine what that. And then the other thing, Lynn, I want to ask you is, How much credit are you given to you taking care of you in whatever capacity that is right now?
What credit am I giving
Yeah,
myself?
like for being on this call or for letting your husband stay with her while you go take a shower or whatever it looks like for you.
I don't know. Probably the answer is I don't know. It's probably not.
Probably none. Tell me what you do for yourself. How do you take care of you? You do a great job, I think, of taking care of her. Sounds like. What's Lynn doing to take care of Lynn? I bet Lynn is also taking care of her husband. How much y'all want to bet me on that
No,
one?
actually, he's no,
Good.
I mean, yes and no, but it's
Yeah.
very much a
It
that
sounds like you got a good team partner
it
there.
very much so, very
Good.
much so, it's very
So,
much so.
what
So,
are you doing to take care of Lynn?
calling MJ.
Do you have any hobbies? Do you read? Do you do anything like that?
I do like to read, but I'm reading very little right now.
Why are you reading? Why aren't you reading as much as you want to?
Between work and caretaking, it truly feels like there is. I mean, I'm working full time, and I caretake when I'm not. And then right now, my husband is retired, so he's caretaking during the day.
Okay.
And I'm working during the day. So naturally, he would like a break.
He would like a respite, right? In the
Well,
evening.
and I want him to, And
Yeah.
so, by the time you caretake at night, and then, I really try to relax, but then I have time for social media. So, and I do tell myself, you've got time for social media. If you got time for social media, you have, and I do hear what Corinne says about social media is a way to relax too, if you
It
choose
is. I
it.
was going to say that's a great gift, like a way to kind of escape from your current situation and relax. 100%. That's a great way to do it.
It doesn't, oh, my hobby is social media. That
Who's
sounds
to
weird to
judge what
me.
somebody's hobby is?
Sounds
It's what,
funny.
listen, whatever gets you to relax and
Yeah.
calm down in the evenings, I say go for it. It ain't my place to judge.
Don't want social media to be my hobby, but it's probably my default hobby because it's quick and available and.
Yeah. I know somebody said, D said, Corinne's hobby is TV. Sure is.
I've heard her say that too, like the crime shows and stuff like that is her hobby. So,
Games on your phone is a hobby. I just picked up cross stitch again. It's become my hobby. But I'm loving it. But just, and it's in the stolen moments. It's not like I don't have like a crap ton of time to do it. I do it a few minutes in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee. And then, like lately, this past couple weeks, while we've been having the soccer game on the background for the World
Yeah.
Cup, like whatever. But it's not, I don't have, I can't like, luxuriate and cross stitch.
I think, I felt like my overeat last night is probably again me thinking this is the one of the few things I get to con I feel like I don't get to control a lot in my life because when she calls, you have to. Have to. I get to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you
No,
do
but
have.
true. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get to put her off. She, there's safety issues if I put her off. And so.
Lynn, I'm gonna tell you something. I worked in physical therapy in a school district, and I've worked in hospitals, and I've worked in rehabs, and I've worked in nursing homes, all the things. There are people that put their kids off, even to their detriment. And you need to give yourself credit for being a mom that won't do that. It because you're such an amazing mom, it feels like it's not a choice, but it 100% is because I've seen the other side of it.
It's really, really strange for my ears to hear you say that this is a choice. Very.
I've seen the other side of it. I know 100% it's a choice.
And I'm a school teacher. I'm a public school teacher, so
You've seen it too.
I've seen it too, but it
You
just
know it's a
doesn't.
choice too.
Well, I know it for other people. It doesn't feel true for.
But here's the thing, Lynn. It's a choice, but not for you because you're a badass mom. You're not going to be that person. That's not who you are. It's not who you're going to be. That's not a choice I would ever make. It's out there, but I would never make it because that's not who I am. Do you hear the
Yes, you're.
difference?
Well, I'm starting to know because it doesn't, again, it doesn't feel like a choice to me. It feels like I'm doing it because I have to, and that feels very hard to say. I mean, but
Yeah.
I never thought about, I just didn't think about it this way.
Yeah, there is, it is a choice. It's not a choice I would make, but it is a choice.
Yeah,
Thank
because
God
it's because
I'm
not
not that
doing
kind of
it.
mom.
Because not doing it doesn't feel like an option. It feels like it's not a choice.
Because
But
it
you're
would go
saying,
against who you are as a mom.
okay.
It's not in alignment with who you are. Just like overeating is not in alignment with who you are. Right?
This is changing my whole concept of word choice.
And the truth is, last night, because you said it's the one thing I have control over to overeat. But the truth is, you gave away the control last night to the food. The one thing you have control over is stopping at enough. You gave it away last night.
I gave away control last night. I gave the control to the food.
Yes, ma'am. If you really want control, it's stopping at enough.
And I am making a choice with caretaking, even though it feels like a forced choice, because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
A lot of new thoughts here.
We unraveled a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to definitely need to go back and re-listen to this several times because these are extremely new thoughts. Like the thought that I gave up the. I felt like I was controlling the food because I got to eat whatever I wanted to. And the thought that I was letting food control me really completely feels like a very revolution, a very, 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 very new thought for me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. But it is about managing all of those emotions. And when you do, and when you do that, then you do have more, because probably last night didn't feel like a choice, right? Like you're just, when you've always been at your wit's end, like just frustrated, and it's your outlet. And so when you're feeling that way and you get the food in front of you, I mean, it is what I said it was, but it doesn't feel like that right now, just because that's always been your go-to. So a lot of times your brain is like, I don't have a choice because this is just how it is. And your brain is like, Lynn, I need you to calm down a minute. Like, let me take care of you. And it sort of shuts your brain off. And it's like, it's your brain's way of taking care of you. But you're going to be like, no, now I can take care of me.
Okay.
And you start to get the reins back.
I was so nervous to do this call, and now I'm so glad I did it. So,
I'm so glad you did
you're
too. I
so
really am
nervous. You're like,
glad you did.
am I really gonna be able to express how I'm feeling, and is it really gonna matter? And I'm so I could cry right now. I'm so glad I did this because I really've got some things that I'm anxious, and I'm anxious to go share with my husband because he knows I was getting on a coaching call, and
Yeah.
he was excited for me, and he likes to hear what I'm learning on OBS. So pretty excited to go share what some of these new thoughts. So
Will you tell him I love him. I might have a crush on your husband.
yeah, he's amazing. He is an amazing caretaker and an amazing partner. And yeah, I'm very grateful that
Yeah.
I have a person who I could talk to about all this too,
Yes. Oh my gosh, what a gift. Yeah.
who's sharing in the passion for caretaking and is in, but he does it with less, he doesn't overthink it as much as I overthink it.
Yeah.
And I'm envious. And he's not overweight. His thoughts aren't causing, he isn't using food to
He's
in the
not an
way I'm
emotional
using
eater.
it.
He's not an
Yeah.
emotional eater.
Yeah.
He's just
Yeah.
not.
He's not.
Yeah.
And so it's, that's the only thing that is just a little bit hard to, for him, he's just like, just stop.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it in a way to make me feel guilty or,
No.
he's trying to understand. I do think he's trying to understand. He's not using it as a weapon or as a, but he's truly like, he just stops. And so he can't wrap his brain around the fact that I just can't do the same thing. I mean, and he all, help me understand. I mean, he does, but he still just does, because
Well,
it's
it's
just,
funny. I had this conversation with my husband the other day. His business partner's trying to lose weight. My husband weighs 135 pounds and is not an emotional eater, never has been, never will be. And he was like, and I was talking to Reza the other day, and I was like, just eat a little bit less. Just put some food. And I was like, Mike, you don't know emotional eating. Like, you have no clue what it is like. Not a clue. And I was like, nobody wants to hear from you to tell him that. It's like, nobody wants to hear from you. I was like, you've never struggled with it. And then his business partner's got this wife that is like a meh, 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 all the time. And so he was like, Rez is not an emotional eater. I said, he is, because his wife is like, here, have food, have food, have food. And he wants her to hush. And so for his peace and quiet, he's an emotional eater. And then my husband was like, oh, I guess he is. I was like, yes, he is. And I was like, we don't want to hear from you, sir. But thank you for chiming in. But it is just as hard as it is for us to understand what it's like not to be an emotional eater. It's just as hard for them to understand what it's like. They don't, that's such a foreign concept to some folks who are not emotional eaters, that people would eat over emotion.
He just stops, or if he gains a little bit of weight,
Yeah.
he just cuts back and doesn't even feel like he's giving anything out.
No, it's not a struggle, right? Like, it's
No,
just not a
no.
struggle. It's so, and I'll watch my husband and it just, I can't, like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, you hate them and you love them, and
Husband,
it's all.
whenever I was trying to lose weight, this is what my husband was always saying. Just pretend like you're in jail. And this is all they've given you. That was his dieting advice. Just pretend you're in jail. I was like, that's not helpful, sir. Mike Sharifi, dieting advice. If anybody's interested, it'll be, you
Pretend
can
you're in
buy it for
jail.
$19.99 coming up on an infomercial soon. The pretend
Thank
like you're in jail diet.
you. Thank you very much. I
You're so
appreciate this.
welcome. You're so
Okay.
welcome. Let us know if you need anything.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she figured it out. All right. I was gonna tell y'all yesterday, for all of you fellow drinkers, I will tell y'all what I did yesterday at this 4th of July party I went to, and it was brilliant. So the alcohol was provided, but I took my own cooler. And I took three drinks in the cooler. And it was in and out party, inside and outside party. So the hostess came up to me And I said, oh, I'm gonna walk over to my cooler and get a drink. And she was like, oh God, we've got so much here. Like so much. Just go anything you want, just go right in there. And I said, you know what? I brought my own so I wouldn't overdrink. So I could hold myself accountable. She was like, that's the best idea ever. And that was the hostess. So I just want to tell y'all, I did that yesterday. And I did. I had my three drinks and then I had waters in there. And so just something for y'all to think about because I was nervous to go because I knew the alcohol was going to be there. But I was like, I'm going to bring my own just so I can hold myself accountable. And once mine are gone from my cooler, that way I don't, you get two or three drinks in and then you're like, how many did I have? I only had a couple. Then you five drinks in. You know how it is. But I was like, that way I have it in my cooler. When it's gone, it's gone. I know it's gone. I know I've drank it and I'm done. And I was like, and then the hostess was even like, oh, that's brilliant. Plus, it was I saved her. She's got extra alcohol today. So, Kathy, thank you. I got this necklace from the TikTok shop. I think it was like $6. It is. Isn't that nice? Yeah, it was nice. The cooler, yesterday I was like, I just don't want to overdrink because I knew I had this call today. I was gonna go to church this morning. And I was like, I want to feel good tomorrow. And so I do. I feel amazing today. Rachel says, now I don't have anybody else's hand raised, but I do have some Q&As. If you want to be coached, go ahead and raise your hand. I'm going to go over here on the Q&As and I will answer those because we've still got like 15 minutes left. How do we figure out what is driving our snacking overeating? The best way is just to start with the question of what do I really need right now? What do I really need right now? Oh, Kathy's raised her hand. Let me see. Kathy, I'll promote you to panelist. What do I really need right now? Just start to get aware of what you are eating over. Whether you sometimes just being aware of what you're eating over is enough to be like, oh, I don't want to eat over that or whatever. Or, and then when you identify, say, then what can I do to give myself that right now is another great question. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm so glad this call was now because I was feeling kind of poopy. And not only was I listening to you, I made this beautiful quinoa salad. I'll show it to you guys. And I'm just so happy. I mean, I probably, whoops.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
That
And
looks fantastic.
I'll probably bring my daughter will come and get some, but I feel like I've given myself this gift that I can. It's like an easy protein thing, colorful to add to my green salads, something easy. But the reason I got on is I just rejoined. I was gone for about a year.
I
And
thought your name sounded familiar. I was like, how do I know that name? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm battling so many thoughts about I'm such a failure. I had been in for a while and and I really thought I can just do this myself. I should be able to do this myself. At the time I wanted to use that money towards my Y membership and all this other stuff. And I figured out how to do both, so I'm back. But I still am battling. How am I going to make this different? Like, what's going to be different about this time than last time? Like, it does it even make sense that I'm here because I'm a failure?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be stuck into that negative cycle. But those little whack-a-moles, it keeps popping
Yeah.
up a
That's
couple of
exactly how
times.
thoughts work too, though. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
it keeps popping up, and I'm just like, ugh, I don't
Well,
know.
here, let's answer them all now.
Okay.
First of all, I want you to quit saying I'm battling the thoughts. You just have sentences that are running through your head, and you're trying to figure out what to do with them. Battling sounds like I have got on my armor and I've like my sword and I'm like ready to fight. Like that sucks.
Yeah.
That feels really hard, right? Like that's not easy.
No, and
Battling, I'm heading into battle,
I think
like
it's because I have this thought that I'm not doing it right because the thoughts keep coming back.
oh no, they're gonna keep coming back. I'm sorry. I hate the mercy bubble. They're not going anywhere. They're just not. They're here to stay, at least for a long time. They do get
Okay.
quieter, and then
Yeah.
you just get better at redirecting them. But those old shit, we have over 60,000 thoughts a day. Not all of them are going to be rainbow and daisy thoughts. Not all of them
Okay.
are. It's just not going to be.
Got it.
It's just, we can just quit wishing for that. Because it's just not how our brains work. I mean, they never have worked that way. They're never going to work that way. So tell me why you're back. Like, why is this time going to be different? You tell me.
I was at the, when I rejoined, I was at the beach with my family. I have two daughters, one's married and two grandsons. And I had these thoughts like, I'm 63 and I was able, I did a ton of packing. I bring all the stuff, the blanket sheets, towel, everything. But I found myself not having the energy I wanted always
Okay.
to be with my grandsons, to really be with them, like to sit on the sand and, build the sandcastle, do that kind of stuff. Like I would be at the water standing, but to get down and up, and I was like, and I just felt like I can't believe it's another year and I'm wearing shorts, I'm not wearing like a real bathing suit. And because I just my body, and I just like, this is not how I want my, especially my grandsons or even my daughters to remember me,
Okay, that's a great why. But how is this time going to be? What got you to hit cancel last time on OBS? I mean, the
I was
money.
just
But
so,
if you were
just the
losing a
money.
shit ton of weight, you would have been like, I'm going to
Yeah.
stay.
I felt really discouraged, like it wasn't working. And I kept thinking it's because I need to get back into exercise. Because in the past, when I was young, that really made a difference. And I had read because of my age, I've got to get to the weights and I wanted to learn how to play pickleball. And I live in Bethesda, Maryland, near DC. So my Y is really expensive. It's a little bit over $100 a month. Like I know other areas their Ys are not. But so for me, it was just like I was being very financially frugal or whatever. I'm retired. I felt like I'm not getting what I need from no BS. Like I'm a failure there. So maybe doing the Y is what's gonna like throw me over, like get me on track.
Right.
And I've had a great time there. I still don't like the weight machines, but I do them twice a week. But I love pickleball. I mean, I've been having so much fun with that. So I'm just,
So, but wait, so you were not losing weight when you were here before. So you're like, I know, I'll go exercise. Did you reach out to anybody? Did you reach out to ask coaches? Did you reach out to me? Did you reach out to anybody? I don't even know if I was around then, but about a year ago, probably.
yeah, I mean, I did do the personal coaching for like one session. It got kind of weird because my coach had to leave and it got things got weird with all of that. And but I don't know what it was. Like I couldn't, like in the moment, even in, as I'm listening to the calls and it feels very possible. Everything feels optimistic. I love taking notes, but actually implementing, I don't know, there seems to be a big gap there. And I did get some tiny little bowls,
Perfect. You know, I love a small bowl.
Yeah, and they're very cute little flowers. And but I don't know. I don't, yeah. I want a guarantee
But I mean, we
that
can't
by.
guarantee if you don't implement, right? Like,
I know. I'm
what does it
teasing.
mean? What does implement even mean? What does that even like if you implemented, what would that look like?
For me, it would be like losing up 1 to 1.5 pounds a week, or
No,
my.
no, 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 no. That's your result. What does
Oh.
implementing mean? Like,
Oh.
we can't just sit around and be like, I'd like to lose Bring it on me, Lord. What does implementing look like to do the thing?
It means, definitely doing more food prep so I'm not just grab assing,
Yeah.
And because when I have things that I like to eat, it's like easier to make better choices.
Yeah,
But also,
true.
I live alone, so I don't have witnesses, unless I, with my
You
daughters or something.
always have a wit. You are your witness.
I know. I guess I don't have a problem when I'm with around other people. I always, eat less or, up to enough. But it's when I'm alone, I don't, it's like I sort of like put that part of my brain, like, I don't know how to explain it.
How
And
can you be more intentional when you're eating alone?
yeah, I guess
Where do you
that's
typically eat now? What are you doing when you eat?
I now I'm with my little bowls, I move myself to eat at the dining room table instead of like at I'm standing at the kitchen counter.
Perfect. Oh, that's so good. That's really good.
I often am reading or scrolling, like on my iPad when I'm eating because I haven't, and maybe I need to not eat with any distractions.
I mean,
That
that would be
feels weird.
lovely, but I love the idea of because I eat distracted. Don't tell my boss at dinner time. I sit in front of the TV, but I do just what you do because I know I'm not going to pay 100% attention. So I have smaller bowls and plates, and I serve myself a small amount, and I go watch my show, and then I take a break, and then I recheck back in with myself. That's what's worked for me. Now, the reason undistracted eating, we want you to do that some, especially in the beginning, is because a lot of times you want to be able to at least identify your hunger and enough signals. So even if you've got a small amount and you're eating distracted, you may miss some of those signals, which would be why eating undistracted, or we call it a monk meal here, is really good because then you can really pay attention to what's going on inside of your body. Like now I know my doable hunger cues. I know what my enough feels like. So if I finish my small amount, I'm like, oh, I've had enough because I know what that feels like for me. But if you're not great at it, you might want to try just to do it at least a couple times a week, like not every meal, just a couple times a week to like kind of hone in to exactly what's going on.
I'll try that. I haven't done that since the last time I was here.
That would be a great thing to try at least, just to sort of hone into what that feels like. Because we're always forever and ever going to go out to dinner where we're served a good amount. And those hunger cues are really good to identify because we know at some point we're going to be served extra just because we live
Yeah,
in.
I don't, ironically, I don't have a problem when I'm out because it I don't go out to eat dinner by myself. And I always have this thought in my head that people are noticing what I'm eating because I'm so heavy, which is obviously not true. Nobody
No.
cares.
No.
But I'm very self-conscious about that. I
Okay.
often will ask for a box before I even start eating to put a bunch away. And that definitely isn't the problem. It's definitely at home.
What happens? What do you have left after dinner? Like after your meal?
Because I'm serving myself these small amounts, usually I haven't been leaving bites behind.
When you finish your small amount, do you like what happens then? Like I finish my
I will sometimes clean up and then I'll have, if I'm still feeling like that wasn't enough or that was a ripoff, then sometimes I'll do like a piece of fruit, like a kiwi with some yogurt on it. Or I've been trying to avoid, I have these little, they're like chocolate coconut things. They're like this big or
Yeah.
a peanut butter, I don't know, a Costco thing. And in the past, I'd always have one of each after a lot of meals. And I've been trying to be like, no, that's, I mean, they're not like the worst choice, but it's not like that's definitely not going to help me. So I've been trying to avoid that and, do the other stuff or
Now,
the
here's
other.
the thing, Kathy. I'm cleaning up your thoughts too. I've been trying to avoid that. Like, that sounds punitive. I noticed that's not going to serve me. It doesn't make me feel amazing. So I'm just going to leave that in the box, honey. Like, listen how much more powerful that sounds. Like, when, I'm like trying to avoid them, it's like you're hiding behind the bushes. Like, don't get me. Don't find me. Nothing to see here. Like, own the choice, because you're already making the choice not to have it. You're already making the choice to level up to a fruit
Oh,
instead
own
of
my
a,
choice.
yeah, like you're making an amazing choice, like to serve your body and to like make you feel amazing and to like give yourself nutrients. And you're like, and I'm, like you're just discounting that. That's pretty a badass choice.
Yeah, I like that. Own my choices. I don't think I do that enough or at all.
Yeah, for sure. Has the scale moved since you joined, or did you just join like last week?
I just joined and I did reach out to you because I had when I was at the beach, I had this terrible cough that
I do remember this email now.
and it had been going on for a while, even though like every time I went to the doctor, I wasn't sick. Chest X-ray is negative, so they put me on a steroid pack, and I was really worried I would, gain 5 pounds like overnight. I did not. I stayed even. So I decided that was a huge win. I don't, I think I've taken one other steroid pack in my life when I hurt my back, at
So
20
wait a
years.
minute. You went on vacation and went on steroid and maintained your weight.
Because
We ain't got a problem.
I was around all my people, and so
No. Oh my God. No. You're giving it away again. I can't stand it. You are, because I was being mindful when I was with my people. Do you know probably, I bet you 80% of women gained weight on vacation and you did not?
I did not. No, I did not.
Overeating was always an option.
That's true. I could
Every
have
meal, it
definitely.
was a choice and it was an option, and you did not choose that. Good for you.
I guess I do need to lean in to giving myself more credit. I mean, I just said I was on a steroid and I did gain weight. Yay. But I didn't even think of the other side. You're right.
Yes. Girl, own every bit of it.
Own my accomplishments and my choices.
Yeah, you just are so like, discounting every, you're doing a lot. A lot.
This was really helpful.
And you just joined. Email me in a week or two. Let me know. That scale is gonna move because I'm gonna tell you why right now. If you can go on vacation and be on a steroid and maintain your weight, you're pretty much falling doable hunger.
I'm excited to see progress, even though part of me is like doubtful, but I
Here's the thing, Kathy. Exercise is never the answer to weight loss.
right.
If your scale is, I'm saying this to every single person listening to me right now, not just you.
Okay.
If your scale is not moving, email me or go to Ask Coaches, period. End of discussion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. It is
Okay.
not you. It is not a you problem. It's an MJ help me problem.
Okay.
You here's you paying $59 a month for us to help you figure it out. Let us do our damn job. How about that? I've been saying this all along. My daughter's in dental school. I need to help her. I need to pay for dental school.
Good.
So,
Well, I
but
hope you
please let
have.
us. I mean, that's I beg for people to let me help them all the time. And some people are. I did answer like 35 emails today, which I was so excited. I was like so excited to see that many emails because I mean, we got thousands of members. I was like, well, at least 35. I mean, I can at least help 35. But like, my inbox is not blowed up, y'all. My inbox is not like, I'm not like swimming in emails.
When you get back.
Yeah, well, I've got Kathy Hartman and a couple other coaches are helping me because I don't want y'all to have to wait for, 5, 6 days, but they're going to help me while I'm gone. But please, just please, please, please let me help y'all.
All
If the
right.
scale ain't moving or it's going the wrong direction,
Yeah.
throw up your white flag. Let me help you.
I'll do that. I think that's gonna be the difference. I'm not sure that I used Ask Coaches enough last
Yeah.
time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please do.
All right.
Bother us. Worry us to death. All right. I know I always get emails all the time. Sorry for the long email. I'm like, I want every word y'all got. Give me all the words. Every word there is, all of the words. I'll take all the words. All right. I'm going to answer some of these questions before we get off of here. When you eat off plan, but still stay within Healthified, do you count it as off plan? Yes, you do. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Weight loss is not happening in a checkbox. So let's say that I plan a burger and fries and a, I don't know, a milkshake. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm going to go home and I'm going to have my leftover quinoa salad. We just had a beautiful quinoa salad. And I'm going to add a little bit of Parmesan cheese to it to add some. Add some protein and whatever. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. Am I on plan? No, I'm not. Am I a badass? Yes, I am. I'm a badass. So I would make a note of it. I would give myself a gold star because I have leveled up. It's 100% what I would do. Now, I will tell you, I make sure to give myself not on plan. But I'm awesome. And I would also give myself on plan and awesome if I made an equal swap. I always just counted it as on plan. So like if I went and somebody had absconded with something, or I went in and the lettuce was like slimy, and I didn't realize it, and I made an equal choice, I would give myself credit for being on plan. And then I would also give myself extra credit because I'm awesome. I'm always awesome, but you know what I mean. If y'all ever, I don't have trouble talking good about myself, if y'all have not noticed. How do we make it okay when we find ourselves arguing with reality, like Lynn's call? This isn't what I wanted, expected. It was supposed to be this way. The truth of the matter is, it was never supposed to be that way. Whenever I think, like my mom, a great example. I was supposed to have a good mom. No one. I was supposed to have the mom I had. I learned a lot from it, and it made me who I am. Would I have picked this? No. Like my child's got bipolar. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I would take it from her in a minute if I could. I do not like that she's got that. I don't like that she's got OCD and bipolar and anxiety and ADD. I don't like any of it. But she's awesome like she is. I'm a better mom because I was able to be her mom. I'm blessed that I get to support her. Is it fair? No. Do I like it? No. Can I find the benefit in it? Yes. Can I celebrate her in it and me as her mom in it? 100%. That's the difference. I don't have to love that she's the way she is just because she's suffering. Not that I don't love her. She's perfect, of course, just like she is. But I'm the perfect mom for her. She got the very best mom. I mean, somebody, I paid $25,000 to go to life coach school because I wanted to help her. She needed me. She needed me to find Corinne. Like everything that happened in my life was to help her. And she's better for it, and so am I. I hate that she suffers. One time I even said, I would love to like be in your head for a minute. Like I would love to hear like what you hear, like just so I could understand it. And she said, I wouldn't ever let you be in here for 1 minute. I would not let you be in my head. Which is so sad. So sad. And that's not fair. And that's not a choice that I would ever make for either of us. So, anyway, Carolyn. Oh, Carolyn. Yeah, I did get you. I think I even e emailed you back today. Hannah, Do you have any tips on how to stop counting calories? I feel like I'll be out of control not tracking them without my food plan, but I'd like to stop and only track meals when I'm hungry and when it's enough. Hannah, for a long time, you are going to count calories in your head. You just are. If you've been a points tracker, you're gonna know how many points always. I always tell the story about I went to a no BS camp and this lady had lost over 100 pounds and we sat down at the same table and she was chuckling. I was like, "What's so funny?" And she was like, "I know how many points is on this plate right here." She said, "I've lost over 100 pounds with no BS." And I still, every time I sit down, I count the points. I don't know how many points on my plate. And I do the math in my head and I'm like, "Oh, that's nice to know." Now I'm waiting for hunger stopping at enough. And like, just don't make it a big deal. You can hear it, but you don't have to follow it. Coach MJ, can you give me advice, please? I will try. I gained so much weight in menopause and feel like my hormones are absolutely out of whack. I find myself eating and eating, even when I'm not hungry at all. I'm aware while I'm doing it that I'm not hungry, but it's like I can't stop. What can I try or tell myself? Number one, if your hormones are really out of whack, go see somebody. And I will tell you this. I went to several places. This is just my own personal experience, just me telling you what happened to me. I went several places. I went to my OBGYN. I even did an online thing. I did several things. And they just slapped a patch on me. And they were like, slapped a patch on me and sent me out the door. And then I would go back and they were like, "How do you feel?" And I'm like, "I mean, fine. How am I supposed to feel? I don't know." "Well, we need to increase your patch?" "I don't know. You tell me." Nobody ever checked my hormone levels. Ever, never, ever, never. So I did find out about bioidentical hormones. I Googled bioidentical hormones near me. There was one about 30 minutes up the road. I called and they did blood work. And they told me what I needed. And I get blood work. Like, shocker. And they tell me what my levels are and if I'm going up or down. So that would be number one. Get some great advice for that. The other thing is, what I'm seeing with menopause is make sure you clean up doable hunger first before you think all is lost. Because, our thoughts control our actions. As much as we don't want it to, it does. So if your thoughts are, "I'm going to gain weight anyway because of what you've heard," we've get on Instagram. You're going to gain that menopause 10 or whatever they're calling it, whatever. And it doesn't matter. I can't do anything. Doesn't matter what I do. I can't stop from. And that gets in our head. Those thoughts get in our head. So then what happens is when we get to our plate of food and it tastes good, or we're frustrated, or we're pissed off, we're like, "Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Might as well eat it because I'm going to gain that menopause 10. Make sure those thoughts are gone because it does matter. The bites matter just like whether you're in menopause or not. But a lot of times we let other people's thoughts about menopause or other people's experiences with menopause come into our head. We take them on as our own and we eat because of them. So watch that too. Make sure that you watch that. Make sure that you clean that up first. Because there are people, I can promise you, that go through menopause that do not gain weight. I've seen thin women in menopause. So it can't be true that so I have menopause to avoid a cancer recurrence. I don't understand what that means. But just check, get your hormones checked. Whether you do hormone replacement or you don't, doesn't matter. But a lot of times it's just good to know what hormones I'm deficient in, and what that will create so that I can look at those things. Get your data and hormones. Yes. I mean, I cannot say it enough. Please, please, please. I lost all my weight in menopause too, Julie. I went through menopause at 38. I was in perimenopause at 38. I went through as a wee lad, as a baby child. And I found Corinne when I was, let's see, 45. Whatever, 44. So I was in menopause then and I lost all of my weight. So it is possible. I would say, yes, Pip, I just now got my hormones checked and I had so little on testosterone, they didn't even register on my thing because I was so depleted. And so I still get that. Yep, still do. Because it does make a difference. I'm going to tell y'all something. I've got more energy and different things that I just didn't realize and I also have a couple whiskers now. Thank you, testosterone. But you know what? I can pull those couple whiskers to get my I feel better. I feel so much better. It's worth pulling my couple whiskers. Oh, curious what drinks were in your cooler. I love that the host thought you were brilliant. I will tell you, it was vodka, whatever. It was a what do they call those things? Like Surfsides or whatever, the vodka soda, like flavored drink, but I got it from Costco. They sell them at Costco, but it was the same thing as that. That's what I had. I had three of those. Is there a trick to pausing? Yes, there is. Once I'm starting eating, the wheel is in motion. Yeah, it is. It's called momentum eating, Brienne. That's exactly what it's called. And I find it hard to pause until I realize I'm showing signs of fullness. My favorite, honest to goodness, is a small plate or the halftime method. Serve yourself half, just like I was talking about me at dinner. I insert my own pause. The food is gone. I ain't got another bite to eat, right? Same thing with snacks. If you bring snacks in, portion them out in snack-sized bags so that you, instead of having your hand in the whole bag of chips, you insert that pause for yourself. Some of our members like to use a bite timer to slow themselves down. So you can download that as an app on your phone. There's all kinds of free apps like that. The other way you can slow yourself out down is eat with your non-dominant hand. But honestly, my favorite is the halftime method or a small plate. I've got small, like I had my lunch. I already took it in there. I had my lunch on a small plate today. That's just who I am. It just, if I could, listen, y'all know me. I love clean up emotional eating. It's my favorite thing. Like we all emotionally eat, but if I can change my circumstance and help myself, I will. Yeah, small plate has been a big help. If I can change a circumstance and make it easy on myself, that's always my first question, y'all. How am I gonna make this easy on myself? Just like yesterday, how am I gonna make it easy? I knew how I wanted to feel today. I want to be able to get up and go to church and not feel like, a jack wagon. I've got this call. I need to be 100% for y'all. I knew I wanted to work today. I knew how I wanted to feel. How can I make this easy on myself? Pack a cooler. Take my own drinks. Like, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about it. Yes, Jane, instead of leaving a bite or two, serve a bite or two less to yourself. Yes. I have a hard time figuring out the emotion asking me to eat. I'm going to tell you something, Vicky. Don't feed it and it will show itself. Like, what am I really wanting right now? Just don't eat. You'll start to feel antsy. You'll start to feel like, dread of going back to work. That was probably procrastination that you were trying to eat over. Just don't feed it and figure out. Just give yourself a little bit of space and you'll figure that out. All right, y'all. So here we go. Wednesday. On, if you are a brand spanking new member, your new member call Wednesday will be the amazing Kathy Hartman. If you are on the main membership, ask me anything, it will be the amazing Kathy Hartman. It'll be the amazing Kathy Hartman, no matter what. But I will be back from the Pacific Northwest. I'll be coaching for my accountability partner's house for 2 weeks, and so you'll see me from her house. I'll be live from Jen Saya's house for 2 weeks. After that, do not forget prizes for the tracker. Set it up by Friday midnight. Set it up, and you will be registered to win a fabulous prize. Fabulous prize from Corinne's favorite things. Next Sunday is Corinne's birthday extravaganza. If you are on the call live next Sunday, she will be randomly given prizes. So there you go. When do we commit to Corinne numbers? I don't know what that means, Mary. Our goal in July is to get consistent at tracking and lose 5 pounds. That is the goal. Yeah, I'm taking the Bainbridge ferry. I will be in Bainbridge on Wednesday afternoon. That's where my accountability partner is picking me up. And then we're going to head over to Quilcene for lunch. That's where we're going to be. Quilcene at lunch, but we'll be on Bainbridge Island. Well, that's where we're taking the ferry from. Yeah, I know it's gonna be so much fun. Oh, birthday loss. Yeah, we're not like it's not like the gift of fat like we normally do. Where we're trying to get as much as we can. Really, the gift to Corinne is that we're using a tracker. What state is this? I'm going to Washington State. Clear across the country. All right. Y'all have a great week. Enjoy Kathy Hartman. I will be around Monday and Tuesday if you need anything. And do not hesitate to email us. I've got somebody covering my emails for me while I'm gone, and then I will be back the following Monday. So let me know how I can support you and how I can help you. And I just love y'all. Yeah, I got me some warm clothes. It is cold. It is cold. She lives in Quilcene. So when we come back from our little vacation, it's going to be 80 degrees. I'm taking some shorts too. I got to take everything. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.